I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The death toll from Cyclone Sitter in Bangladesh could reach 10,000 once rescuers get to outlying islands. Jacob Kramer is with the Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee. He says the area is reeling from the impact, a perfect time to be the hands and feet of Christ.
We got to organize the supply lines and a lot of the roads are washed out. It's helping the people for today and for tomorrow. Then we will hope to respond in a stronger way with a distribution of at least 1 month or 2 months. We will follow that up with looking at the agricultural effects.
Next, there are 143 million orphans worldwide. More than 800,000 children pass through America's foster care system each year. It's time for the body of Christ to step up. Bethany Christian Services' John Van Valkenburg says that's why they're part of an awareness campaign called Cry of the Orphan. It's a coalition of more than 80 like-minded ministries making a difference in orphans' lives.
It's the Lord's word that calls us to help the situation with the orphan and calls the church to get involved. And it is pure religion to help the least of these in helping widows and orphans.
And the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange and the Boston Medical Center recently donated a $1 million turboprop airplane to JARS. JARS, a ministry of Wycliffe Bible Translators, speeds Bible translation by providing quality services to the missionary teams. It'll be a great addition to the fleet, which serves five countries with operations in Asia, the Pacific, and Africa. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.